This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Who created the moon?
He's Allah Almighty, who runs the rivers and lakes.
He's Allah Almighty,
who runs the clouds full of rain.
He's Allah Almighty, who forgives us when we commit many sins.
Allah Almighty.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulihil kareem, wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'een. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Awalam yara alladhina kafaru anna as-samawati wal ard kanata ratqan fafattaqnahuma wa ja'alna minal ma'i kulla shay'in hayy afala yu'minun. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Rabbish rahli sadri wa yassirli amri. Dear viewers, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Meaning, may the peace, mercy, and the blessings of Almighty God Allah be upon all of you. Welcome to the second episode of the series Know Your Lord. In the last session, we discussed about the importance of knowing our Lord and also talked about the great benefits that we get for knowing Allah Almighty, our Lord. And also, we talked about knowing Him will develop sincere and strong love for our Lord. And we thought about showing more importance on what is the outcome of loving Allah Almighty. We mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never throw the one whom He loves in the hellfire. In this episode, we shall talk about a question, and that is, does Lord exist? This is a question which is prevalent in the minds of many, especially in the West. They have this question, does Lord exist? And we shall, in this episode, inshallah, deal with it on the basis of reason, logic, rationale, science, and scripture. First of all, in order to understand them, who they are the atheists. An atheist is the one who denies the existence of God. Atheist is the one who denies the existence of God Almighty. And if we look at and study them, they might have been born in a Christian home. They might have been born in a Hindu home. Or they might be a child of a Buddhist, a Jain. Or they might have the parents who might have a link of any other religion. However, when we study them, first and foremost, at the outset, we appreciate for their thinking. We appreciate for their thinking that they are not blindly following what their parents asked them to follow. We appreciate their thinking because he is not a Christian only because his parents are Christians. He is not a Hindu because his parents are Hindus. He is not a person who belongs to any other religion only because his parents belong to that particular religion. Instead, he comes out, he stands out, and he started questioning. So we appreciate at the outset this thinking. And also, we say that he has done half of our job. The shahada, the testimony is, La ilaha illallah. And he has already done half of our job. He said, La ilaha. He said, there is no God. And illallah, that is, except Allah, we will prove, inshallah, in this episode, on the basis of reason, logic, rational understanding, scripture, and in the light of science. First and foremost, if we try and understand them, why do they actually deny God Almighty? Why do they actually reject the existence of God Almighty? We find there are so many reasons. why they actually deny the existence of Almighty God. Number one is fleeing from the do's and don'ts set by God Almighty. First and foremost, they do not want to be the person who follows the rules and regulation of that particular religion. As a result, they deny the existence of God. When we actually study them, they do not want to abide by the rules, by the laws, by the do's and the don'ts. They want freedom. The so-called freedom makes them the rejecter of Almighty God. They want to enjoy the pleasures of the world. They do not want to live under the rules. They do not want to abide the laws, the principles set by God Almighty. As a result, they deny the existence of God Almighty. And they follow their vain desires. They follow the pleasures of this world, of this dunya, so much so that they conclude that there is no God. The second reason why they actually deny the existence of God is because of the wrong experience of religion or religious men. They might have encountered certain religions or certain religious people whom they have got bad experience, and as a result, they conclude that the people belonging to any religion who follow the religion, they are all bad. As a result, I deny the religion. And as a result, I deny God Almighty. So this is the second reason. Because of their bad experience with the people, they deny the existence of God. The third reason why they deny the existence of God is they are sincerely misguided because their questions were not asked. Their questions were not answered in a proper way. People who are atheists, who do not believe in God, who deny the existence of God, they have certain questions. When they try to ask these questions to the people who believe in God, who have knowledge of God, who believe in the existence of God, they don't give right answers to them. As a result, they think, they assume that there is no God. Because if a religion cannot answer their questions, if a religion cannot clarify their misconceptions, if a religion cannot refute their allegations, it means this religion is weak. As a result, they do not want to believe in weak religion. As a result, they do not want to believe in any God who has given this religion. This is another reason why they do not believe in the existence of God. The fourth reason why they do not want to believe or they deny the existence of God is because when they look at the wrong practices, the practices performed by the people, when they see them, that idols are being worshipped, when they see that demigods are being worshipped, when they see the snake is being worshipped, when they see the mouse, the monkey, the elephant is being worshipped, they actually see it and conclude it as irrational. And which is irrational, to believe in the existence of these people as God. So what they do when they see these wrong concepts, wrong practices performed by the people, they think that this is absolutely irrational, illogical. As a result, they deny the existence of God Almighty. The last reason why they deny the existence of God is because they think that we are all created by chance. Our existence on the face of the earth is by chance. As a result, when we are by chance, then we do not have anyone who created us. As a result, they deny the existence of God Almighty. Inshallah, through this episode, we will try answer all the questions that they have in their minds. We will try and refute the allegations that they put forth. and we will try to clarify the misconceptions that are prevailing in their minds. If anybody would like to understand the proof of the existence of God, there could be many. In this episode, in the limited time available, we shall discuss about some of the proofs of the existence of God Almighty. If we actually analyze and see, the first and foremost proof of the existence of God is our intellect. Al-Aql. Our intellect is the first proof that God exists. If you were to ask a question, that we find the laptop, we find the iPads, we find the aeroplanes, we find the train, we find any other machinery, and if we say that these are all by chance, any honest intellectual person will say this is illogical, this is nonsense. Common sense demands that these things have got a maker. These things have got a person. There is a force behind this existence. It cannot come by chance. In the same way, if we analyze our own intellect, if we reflect and ponder, we will actually conclude with the evidence, with the proof of our own intellect, that there is a being who has created us and the entire creation. If we look at one of the great scholars of Islam, one of the leaders of Islam, Abu Hanifa, may Allah have mercy upon him, his incident, his debate with the group of atheists, we will come to know that intellect is one of the strongest proof that God does exist. Don't go away, we'll tell the proof, which we will tell the situation, the incident of this great scholar, this Imam Abu Hanifa, who actually did a debate with a group of atheists. Don't go away, we'll come back in a short break.
Who created the moon?
He's Allah Almighty.